Hello, my Audio Boo friends. It's Stefano here, also known as Slandy on Audio Boo. And I'm back in my studio. I did an Audio Boo earlier from here. In fact, I was cleaning up and putting away some paperwork. And I thought finally I would sit down with my sampler. About, I don't know, I want to say maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago now. It's been a while. I bought an Akai S3000XL. Sorry, I had to go look over at the model number. So it's an Akai S3000XL 16-bit digital sampler. Now, what in the world is a sampler? Some of you might know, some of you might not. Basically, a sampler records sounds and then can be played back, triggered by a MIDI keyboard, as I have here beside me, or what they call a MIDI controller pad, which is essentially long term what I hope to do with this particular machine. Excuse me. What I originally intended to buy it for is to experiment with sound. I haven't been able to do that much lately, especially with ambient sounds and bird calls. And anyway, you'll see as I explore along, you'll come along for the ride as I explore the soundscape around me and using the sampler. But just to give you a little bit of an idea of what it does and what it's capable of, all I did was I recorded myself saying Audio Boo. And if I play a roughly middle C, you should hear Audio Boo. Okay, so that's just me saying Audio Boo.
Audio Boo.
Okay, so sounds more or less like me, right?
Audio Boo.
But what if I want to sound like, you know, the Lord of the Underworld? Aha, there we go. I'm just going to turn it up a little bit. Hang on. Okay, I just turned up the gain a bit, so let's try that again. So let's go back to the middle C.
Audio Boo.
And let's go a little bit higher now.
Audio Boo.
Ooh, that's a bit too high.
Audio Boo. Audio Boo.
And then we can go up to scale.
Audio Boo, 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 Audio Boo.
Now you can play around with that and have chords.
Audio Boo.
Almost sounds Borg-like, doesn't it?
Audio Boo, Audio Boo.
Resistance is futile. You will be recorded.
Audio Boo, Audio Boo.
And then you can fool around.
Audio, 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 Audio,
Audio.
Audio. Body, body, body.
Okay, that doesn't work very well. But let me see. I was doing something before. Hang on. Let me see if I can get back to that.
Audio,
audio, audio, audio, audio, audio, audio, audio, audio, audio, audio, audio, audio, audio, audio, audio,
audio, boo, audio, boo, audio, audio, boo, audio, boo, audio, audio, boo, audio, boo, audio, audio, boo, audio, boo, audio, audio, boo, audio, boo, audio, boo, audio, boo, audio, boo, audio, boo, audio, boo. Audio Boo, Audio Boo,
Audio Boo, Audio Boo, Audio Boo, Audio Boo, Audio Boo,
Audio
Boo,
Audio
Boo,
Audio
Boo,
Audio
Boo,
Audio Boo,
Audio Boo.
Anyway, you get a point. You could really have a lot of fun with this. And I hope in the next little while to do some more stuff. Obviously, I'm just fooling around with it right now. And eventually, what I'd like to be able to do is record samples of instruments. There are plethora of samples available of all sorts of different orchestral instruments out on the internet. So to be able to feed them into the into my sampler and then play them back. So instead of having an actual synthesizer synthesizing the sounds or using what they call PCM or pulse code modulation recordings of musical instruments, you can just feed them straight into the sampler. Now, the problem with the sampler is at the moment I don't have much memory in it. I think it came with two, I want to say 16 megs or 32 megs. I'm not sure. It really doesn't have a lot. And I think I can, excuse me, bring it up to some 512 megs, I think, of memory, or 640. I can't remember the exact permutations right now. It escapes me. I don't want to go any further. But so that would allow me longer sampling times. So I could sample orchestral hits, or just longer segments. So if I wanted to attribute, say, a whole phrase to one key, I could do that. And so let's say middle C would bring up audio boo, and then I could have another octave where I'm saying something else, and I could bring up something else. Excuse me. So that's the premise behind the sampler. Now, and you can sample anything, any music, and having more memory allows you longer recording times. Now, the problem is storing. The unit itself, if you look up an S3000 XL, it came with a diskette drive. Diskettes are kind of hard to come by. I do have a few that I've kind of thrown in there, but they don't have a lot of room on there. I think it's 170K. Of room for a sample. And you can imagine as I start working with this thing and getting more interesting sounds into the unit, I'm going to need more storage capacity. So I bought an external SCSI zip drive with 100 megabyte zip disks, three of them. I bought it off of eBay for about $25. And it seems to work just fine. So that'll allow me at least to save all my my samples onto a zip disk. And then I suppose store them onto the computer to safeguard them. There's a lot more manipulation than, say, you know, today's sampler on the computer, where you could just, and a computer can act as a sampler, and I could have done that, but I don't know. I only paid $40 for this unit, and it's just so old school to be able to push a couple of buttons and get a sound out of it.
Audio boo, audio boo. Audio boo, audio boo.
That's so cool. It's silly, but it's cool. And that's what I like about it. The other thing I could do with it as well is manipulate the sounds. I haven't done so, but I can take those sounds and then run them through filters. Unfortunately, I found out that this unit there's an onboard effects board. I don't have it. If I push the effects button, it tells me that the board's not available. So guess what? In the next several weeks, months, I'm going to be maybe hunting down for an effects board for an S3000 XL. So if you happen to have one, perhaps sitting in the bottom of a drawer somewhere, let me know. And yeah, so I just wanted to introduce you to the S3000 XL.
Audio boo.
Audio boo. Audio boo.
That sounds like an alien. Cool stuff. Hope you enjoyed it. And if you have any questions on samplers, or where you can maybe get your hands on one, or what samplers are available today, there's quite a few of them. They don't come cheap, but today's samplers can do so much more and more readily. And also you can get a sampler on your computer if you have Reaper or any of the digital audio workstations, the DAWs. You can get plugins that will do exactly what a sampler does. So why did I go out and spend $40? Because, like I said, I'm old school and I just love having all this equipment around. It's just cool. It's just a cool factor. It's something to do with the man cave thing. So I've got the Proteus FX sitting on top of it, and I'll see if maybe I can post a picture of all this stuff along with this audio boo, or this
audio boo.
Goodbye, everyone.